Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 123rd episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, senior journalist, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
Listeners, very good evening to all of you. Today morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation in the 123rd episode of Mann Ki Baat. During his address, Honorable Prime Minister touched upon vast spectrum of areas from yoga day, religious pilgrimage, self-help groups, the dark days of emergency, health, social security, and much more. Today's edition of Spotlight dwells upon Prime Minister's address in Mann Ki Baat, and to deliberate on the same, we have in our studios today senior journalist Mr. Shekhar Iyer. Mr. Iyer, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you, Sabjit ji.
Mr. Iyer, at the outset itself, Prime Minister very fondly touched upon the memories of International Day of Yoga, talking about the mesmerizing display of yoga both within and outside the country with a common show of peace, stability and balance. In your view, how does this pave the way for a fit India, and how does this influence India's soft power worldwide?
Sarabjit ji, it is not just on June 21st that we observe this day, though it started 10 years ago observing this day. But over the period, what we are seeing is this has become an international festival of fitness. And this time, as Prime Minister mentioned, that more and more people are adopting yoga. I mean, they are seeing the kind of changes that yoga can bring. For instance, at Visakhapatnam, where the Prime Minister participated in a program, 3 lakh people perform yoga together on the sea beach. And more than 2,000 Adivasi students performed 108 times Surya Namaskar for 108 minutes. And you know, Surya Namaskar is quite a strenuous exercise, but with such precision and such balance and such coordination, that itself was a fantastic sight for many people. So what has happened is yoga is being adopted by more and more people for discipline, for fitness. And also what we are seeing is it is being seen as a kind of an empowerment for the community and empowerment at a personal level. For instance, Prime Minister pointed out, like say in Delhi, you know, people connected yoga with the resolve of a clean Yamuna. So a lot of people perform yoga on the banks of Yamuna. Similarly, in Jammu Kashmir, people did yoga on the Chenab Bridge. The world's highest railway bridge was recently inaugurated by the Prime Minister. Similarly, you know, reports have come, whether it is snowy peaks of Himalayas or in the riverine areas or in valleys or in plateau, everywhere, or even in Ladakh. You have seen the way people have joined hands and prepared for this day to show us that yoga is a kind of a, it's not just plain fitness. You see, there is a difference between yoga and other physical fitness exercises. This is about, you know, as it is believed, yoga combines your mind, body and your soul. See, this is not there in other physical exercises. That is why PM talks of bringing stability, talks of bringing peace and balance.
Mr. Iyer, still on the soft power of the country, Prime Minister in his address today morning also spoke about the myriad religious pilgrimage witnessed by our country and the enthusiasm with which people participate in them. There was also a special mention of the people who with Seva Bhav make these yatras a success. In your view, how does this aspect push the tourism sector and contribute to the economy of the country?
Very, very interesting dimension that Prime Minister pointed out today, Sarvajit ji, which is a lot of people go on pilgrimage. PM said, you know, chalo bulava aaya hai. The divine call has come to go to either Badrinath or Kedarnath or to all the Char Dham or to Vaishnav Devi. You know, where people go on a pilgrimage or even to other parts in the south where there are ancient temples. When they go, there are one people who are highly motivated to go. Like people have, again, the Kailash Mansarovar project has been opened. A lot of people have left from Uttar Pradesh. They are going there. At the same time, what the Prime Minister has pointed out, there are a bunch of people in different places. More than undertaking a pilgrimage themselves, Tirthyatra themselves, they are more keen to help others undertaking the yatra. You see, such a beautiful thing. Look at that Seva Bhav that the Prime Minister pointed out. You know, people go because of a divine call, but some people have a divine call to serve others who go on this. That is why, without asking, without any publicity, they start engaging in serving the pilgrims. You know, whether it is bandaras or langar, you know, there is a food distribution takes place. Somebody is supplying water. Somebody is setting up a medical camp. A lot of things are happening. And that is why, you know, whether it is Kailash Mansarovar, which is again, this time it has resumed. I mean, when people go on this trip, there are so many people on the way. And you asked a question about how does it, you know, help in terms of local economy. Definitely, when people come on this kind of yatra, it changes the local economy in a big way. Right throughout the year, you have seen after the consecration of the Ram Temple, the town and the city has become completely changed. So many avenues of employment have come, whether it is cab drivers or small restaurants or hotels or chaiwala, so many things have happened. So this pilgrimage, apart from a spiritual exercise, it has an economic dimension and it is also empowering people.
The PM also mentioned about a milestone in health and this being backed by WHO, the country now being free from trachoma. There was a special reference to the contribution made in this by Jal Jeevan Mission, health workers, Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. In your view, how does this script the growth story of India?
All these schemes were started, whether it is Jal Jeevan Mission or Swachh Bharat campaign. It was never seen in silos. Prime Minister giving a call, you know, he gave a call from Bradford for Swachh Abhiyan. But what has happened is, even when these schemes were started, the moving spirit was it should lead to people leading a healthy life and a protected life. Because number of people suffering from diseases largely because on account of infection, contamination and lack of hygiene. So in particular mention is this trachoma. Now trachoma is a very horrible disease which is spread through bacteria. It's an eye disease. In many cases it leads to blindness. So what has happened today is, because of the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, because of Jal Jeevan Mission and overall Swachhata campaign, today organizations like WHO, they have put on record that India has really achieved control over this disease. The WHO has today declared India as trachoma free, which is not a small thing. It's a very big achievement. And credit, as the Prime Minister said, goes to our health workers who have worked all along. And in this campaign, as Prime Minister pointed out, that clean water is reaching every home through taps. Therefore, risk of such ailments has reduced.
Mr. Iyer, referring to the report of International Labour Organization, which cites that more than 64% of the Indian population is now under one or the other social protection benefit. And Prime Minister today specifically mentioned this. How does this security factor help in the economic growth of the country?
One of the challenges for our planners and for administrators has been providing social security. And this country has witnessed our poor people, the poorest of the poor, often going facing hardship in their life for lack of what is called samajik security. Now, what has happened? This government has now today ensured that large sections of our population are covered by one scheme or the other. Particularly the free food grain scheme, you know, which has more than 80 crores are covered, has ensured nobody is in suffering or nobody has difficulty in finding a meal a day, which is a very big thing. Many of them have been covered in some, whether it is Ayushman Bharat or in one of those schemes. So what the ILO says is that more than 64% of the population of India is definitely availing some social protection. And Prime Minister's view is that today around 95 crore people of the country are getting benefit of some or the other social scheme. This is a very big change because till 2015, as the Prime Minister pointed out, government schemes were reaching less than 25 crore people. And Prime Minister has always been calling for what is called saturation coverage. Even the last year, before the Lok Sabha elections also, the government made it a point to get its machinery to popularize these schemes. And the Prime Minister's call was that koi vanchit na reh jaye. Nobody should be left out of our social schemes. So that is why you are seeing saturation in every field. And this is a great picture of social justice. See, social justice has not remained merely a political slogan. Because samajik nyay or arthik nyay, these are good political words. But today what we are seeing is social justice and economic justice are a reality that people are beginning to see. And given a belief and a confidence and hope, as the Prime Minister says it, that every day we are getting better. And India is emerging stronger when more and more people are brought in the social security net.
Prime Minister spoke about the dark period of emergency, the curtailment seen by the country at that time, and how a determined India got out of this period. How relevant is this a reflection for today's youth and their understanding of democratic values?
Sarvajit ji, you have asked a very, very important question because a lot of people, you know, particularly opposition leaders have been saying, hey, what is the need for observing 50 years? Oh, to emergency ho gaya, it is all gone and done. Now 50 years have passed. No, I think we need to remember because that there was a time that there was dictatorship in this country. Newspapers were censored. People were put into jail. Opposition were arrested in great numbers. And there was no voice. Nobody could speak anything. So by observing this, you know, Hatya Divas, as it is being called, it has sent out a message that this country has gone through one of the worst traumas. There are still people who went to jail. The family suffered. We were all then young in college. We were just coming out of college. And we could see the kind of thing that was happening. So therefore, the Prime Minister feels that it is important we remind ourselves of those dark days, because if we forget history, we may be condemned to repeat it. Because those people or those parties that were responsible for things today are going around and saying that they are trying to save the constitution. But we all know that constitution suffered the worst, I would call, assault. That was between 75 and 77 till the elections were called. So therefore, I think this particular period showed the strength of India, and people made it very clear they would not compromise when it came to democracy. And finally, people won. And we know how the emergency was lifted, and those who imposed the emergency were defeated by people in the elections.
Prime Minister once again reiterated his stand on Vocal for Local and the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan. In today's episode, we heard of the Airy Silk of Meghalaya.
Meghalaya ka Airy Silk. Isse kuch din pehle hi GI tag mila hai. Airy Silk Meghalaya ke liye एक धरोहर की तरह है. यहाँ की जनजातियों ने, खासकर खासी समाज के लोगों ने पीढ़ियों से इसे सहजा भी है और अपने कौशल से समृद्ध भी किया है. इस सिल्क को जो रेशम के कीड़े बनाते हैं, उसे हासिल करने के लिए कीड़ों को मारा नहीं जाता है, इसलिए इसे अहिंसा सिल्क भी कहते हैं. दुनिया में ऐसे प्रोडक्ट्स की डिमांड तेजी से बढ़ रही है जिनमें हिंसा न हो और प्रकृति पर दुष्प्रभाव न पड़े.
मिस्टर अय्यर, दिस सिल्क इज वेरी स्पेशल एज नो हार्म इज कॉज टू द सिल्क वर्म एंड इट बीइंग एन ऑल सीजन सिल्क. इन योर व्यू, हाउ डज प्रिजर्विंग दिस काइंड ऑफ रिच हेरिटेज लीड टू द ग्रोथ ऑफ द स्टेट एंड देन द नेशन एट लार्ज?
You know, there are two aspects to this, Sarvajit ji. One is the fact many people who use silk, they have always been driven by the guilt that the products they wear or the products they use have involved killing of silkworms when the silk is made. And today with veganism and move for a non-violent way of life, this particular development, Airy Silk, which is from Meghalaya, the silk has many specialities which is different from other fabrics. But the most thing is that silkworms are not killed for making the silk. That is why it's called Ahimsa Silk. This is definitely a product that is going to become very popular all world over. It has got a GI tag, which means it is connected to the people of Meghalaya, particularly the Khasi community. And we are told that this particular silk, this Airy Silk, is something that keeps you very warm in winters and very cool in summers. So it can be used in all season. And as the Prime Minister has always said, you know, we should try out new products, products of India, which are, you know, coming out on the market in different parts of the country.
The PM spoke about a beautiful initiative for the environment in Gujarat, Mission for Million Trees, with its special aspect being the Sindoor Van.
Gujarat ke Ahmedabad shahar mein Nagar Nigam ne Mission for Million Trees abhiyan shuru kiya hai. Lakshya hai lakhon ped lagana. Is abhiyan ki ek khas baat hai Sindoor Van. Yeh van Operation Sindoor ke veeron ko samarpit hai. Sindoor ke paudhe उन बहादुरों की याद में लगाए जा रहे हैं जिन्होंने देश के लिए सब कुछ समर्पित कर दिया. यहाँ एक और अभियान को नई गति दी जा रही है, एक पेड़ माँ के नाम. इस अभियान के तहत देश में करोड़ों पेड़ लगाए जा चुके हैं.
Mr. Iyer, as the name suggests, this forest is dedicated to the brave hearts of Operation Sindoor. How effective are these initiatives in conserving the health of the environment for future generations?
When you start a campaign for remembering the Sindoor Bravehearts or even this Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam Pe, you know, these are the kind of schemes, it immediately evokes the emotion of people, the passion of people. That is why, as the Prime Minister noted, crores of trees have been planted in this country. And Prime Minister has been telling people that each of us must take part in this campaign, be it in our village or city. Idea is, when you plant more trees, you are saving water. We are protecting future generation, and we owe it to future generation to do our bit to make the environment richer and more safer.
Mr. Shekhar Iyer, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time and connecting with us to dwell upon Prime Minister's address in the 123rd episode of Mann Ki Baat.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 123rd episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, senior journalist, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com.
Spotlight.